What it do, guys? We're back.
It's popping.
Okay, I be Barrett, he be James. We're coming live from my garage.
Facts. There might be a little reverb.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm just saying, this is how we do out here, okay? We had to make things work every day, all day.
Facts.
So, if you hear a little echo, don't get mad. We're just giving you facts.
Don't get mad, get glad, bitch.
So, we didn't do one last week because, you know, James was moving.
Yeah.
So,
and I just
got goaded into moving. So I was promised I was going to paint. So I was wearing slippers, old clothes.
I just want the record to show too that I moved I moved 2 houses worth of shit. Shout out to Barrett. He helped us move 1 house worth of shit.
One house.
But I moved 2 houses worth of shit.
Sure, he did.
One house of that shit basically by myself. Shout out to my wife. She helped a lot.
She's tiny though.
Yeah, she's small. So
James moved his shit from his house with his wife, of course, to the U-Haul, to their new house, which is right up the road. And then the house that he was switching with his wife's parents, so his in-laws, did not get everything they needed out at a...
Well, to be fair, they work. Well, they also have 4 people's worth of shit,
mm-hmm.
and they've been living in that house for 17 years. Me and Cassie had only been in our house for 2 years, and we only had, you know, 2.5 people's worth of shit. Although the baby does have a lot of shit.
And, you know, that's about it. You're right. Yeah, I mean,
that dresser, bro, the baby's dresser is like one of those long chest styles.
Yeah.
That shit almost killed me. It literally fell on me at one point. I almost died.
I can just see it now, fam.
The next day, I was so beat. Like, I crawled out of bed like somebody beat my ass the night before. And then I had to paint the whole house.
Yeah, that's what I was supposed to do, but apparently we didn't get to the painting.
You helped us move the furniture instead. So, that was more pertinent. Me and Cassie got the house. We wrapped the house up in a day, basically.
Look, I would rather paint it. Less body movement for me.
Nah, painting it was... Bro, I've never seen... I don't know what that family was doing, but I've never seen more drywall nails in my life.
Well, Randy's a do-it-yourselfer.
Nah, shout out to Randy for definitely being handy, but I mean, like, they were hanging, like, I don't know how many fucking pictures they must have hung.
Oh, for real?
Bro, there was so... Well, it was, like, I had to patch, like, over 100 holes.
They're like, a large family, so, like...
I mean, only 4 people lived in that house.
Yeah, but, like, there's all... No, more.
No, only 4 people ever lived there at a time.
Yeah, at a time.
At the most.
But it alternated. So
like
they
over
had,
time.
They had
I
to
guess.
Add more pictures. So yeah, it makes sense.
That's a fuck. It was a fuckload of holes.
They like pictures. Bro, you know what's crazy? Is that this hot chick at my job, Melanie.
Oh shit. Name drop.
Yeah, she don't fucking bad.
Nobody listens to this shit. Who we got?
Nah, nigga, stop trying to play us. We got plays now.
Look, man, self deprecating humor is like part of my bag.
But don't make me part of that humor. But
if I don't make fun of us, everybody else is gonna anyways.
Facts. All them haters out there, niggas that don't know, respect the brand.
Can't beat them, join them.
Class clowns, we coming up. But she asked me for baby pictures. I was like, I ain't got none.
Baby pictures of who?
Me. She wanted to see what I look like as a baby. But like
the same, only smaller and less angry.
That's what I told her. I said I was a lot less woke. I lived in the shell of my life.
Do me a favor. Keep an eye on that shit because last time we almost lost a portion of this fucking podcast.
I got you, fam. Hold on.
No technical failures this time.
It's recording.
Or I'll have to fucking RKO you.
No, we didn't lose it because remember,
We almost did.
I dropped it or something like that.
Something. You like paused it or something.
Yeah, but it was right at the good spot. So we were Gucci.
I brought something that actually I wanted to talk about.
Ooh.
Yeah.
First time for everything.
I want to do... Shut the fuck up. I carry this podcast.
Oh, word.
You heard me.
Word. You heard it here first, folks. James thinks he can do it by himself. One man band team.
No, I can't. I don't understand how people... going on tangent. I don't understand how people do solo podcasts.
I can do it.
Nah, bro. They do massive amounts of research on a topic, and then they do essays, and then they just read it.
Shit talk.
They just talk to themselves. That's like Alex Jones just getting in front of a camera and just fucking ranting for 4 hours.
The frogs are making people gay.
Yeah. Anyways, what I wanted to talk about was how adulty I've been lately. I'm so adulty. I'm the adultiest adult you've ever seen. Except some of the shit I had to do, some of the adulting I had to do was because of my own irresponsibility. So I guess I'm not that adulty.
What did you do for your adult life?
Just today, I went to the DMV and I got a car registered.
Oh, what car?
My CRV.
Oh, you got a CRV registered?
I got a new battery for the bitch, got it on the road, did a little bit of maintenance on it, installed a cat door in my garage door, and that's a lot more complicated than it sounds.
It really is, because there was no door there to begin with.
I had to cut a hole in the fucking door.
Was it wooden at least?
Yeah. Okay. They tried to tell me that it had a metal like plate in it, because like Randy was like, oh, the door is really heavy. I think it has like a metal plate in it or some shit.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think I've ever heard of that in my life. And then I was talking to Cassie about it, and I was like, look, you see that cabinet right there? Because we had like a side table, and it's like it's a bunch of other tables inside of it, right? They're like dinner trays, and they're pulled out of the table and it's dinner trays. Now that whole thing's solid wood. There's almost no metal other than like screws. You know what I'm saying? Right. The whole shit is wood.
Okay.
And I was like, try to pick that up. She tries to pick. It's little too. Like it's not big. And she tries to pick it up. And I was like, it's just heavy, right? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, there's not a fucking steel plate in that. And she was like, that's a good point. I was like, what if the door is just solid wood?
Yeah, it could just not be hollow.
not even, dog. Turns out it's just solid particle board.
Oh, like my door.
Yeah, like, nah, it's like a solid facing door. So, like, it looks like it doesn't have, like, the design.
Oh, it's okay.
It's just like a garage door, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's nothing fancy about it. It's just a fucking big wooden door.
It's a door.
It's fucking made out of wood. That's why it's heavy.
You know, look, man.
I'll be honest, they all had me like semi-convinced for a minute. I was drilling a hole in it, because you have to like tap holes first. So I had to go and buy a drill, get the right kind of drill bits, get a fucking jigsaw. I've never used a jigsaw in my life,
Barrett. The only jigsaw that I know is the one from, what's that horror movie?
Saw.
Jigsaw. Saw.
Fucking retard.
Look, fam, I don't fucking watch horror movies. What you want from me, dog?
Anyways. I'm not very proficient with power tools.
We don't.
Know what I'm saying? I can use them. I can figure it out. I mean, I did it. I fucking did it. Shout out to me. No help. All by myself.
Your wife was there for moral support.
Nah, she helped me a little. She like held it in place while I screwed shit in and shit.
And Ella was watching.
Nah, she was napping.
She was wearing
Well, she wasn't napping while I was using the jigsaw, because that shit was loud as fuck.
She was wearing a pink hard hat.
Nah, she was watching Sophia the First.
Yo, low key. Okay, so if you guys don't know who Sophia is,
oh, did you see it?
She's a friend. I seen it at your house.
Yo, like, it's low key a good show.
Not even that, dog. Like that shit is like mind blowingly. Like you'll just get drawn to it. You'll be like, well, her brother's being a dick, so that doesn't make sense. Why is he making Sophia's life
literally
a lot more hectic
as the show goes on? Because like I've seen the whole shit on Netflix before. Just didn't pay attention because I had a baby.
Right.
So, like, I'm, like, doing shit. I was fucking, when you're a new parent, bro, you get zero sleep. I mean, I'm going to work, dealing with the baby at night. How, like, because, like, we took shifts. Cassie took the baby early.
I remember.
I took the baby at night. So, I was
getting, like, 3 a.m.
Facts. I was getting no sleep, dog.
I remember that. Because you'll be on, that was when you were on Xbox late, because you're like, I got to stay up till 3. I took a monster, and
now
I'm
I can't stay up past 10. My body will not let
Because you're old.
It hits 10 o'clock, bro, and I'm literally like... Just a snoozing. Fuck, what were we talking about?
Sophia.
Oh, Sophia the First. Okay, first off rip. That intro song is a bop.
Is it?
Yo, it is. It slides. That's a bop. And then, like, as the show progresses, because, like, when it starts off, it's pretty atypical, like, Disney kid show. Right. It's not bad. It's not good. It's obviously not for adults. But...
Like that
as it goes
Transylvania
on,
vampire bitch show is not for adults.
You could tell. But but Sophia the First, like as you get like way deep into it, because there's mad episodes.
Is it
for real? It goes on forever.
That's why you always
there's like already. There's like this all this like wild shit. I mean, it's obviously still a kid show, like a young kid show,
right.
But the music is good. Like it's actually good music. Like,
well,
it's, like
it's
musical,
good music.
But it's like musical quality. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like it would be a movie.
Fam, I fuck with musicals.
This shit is like a Disney movie, just forever long. It's crazy. Like the quality is like good. The animation's fire. Like that and Doc McStuffins. Doc McStuffins is fire too.
I fuck with Doc McStuffins.
It's time for your checkup. Time for your checkup. Gonna check your ears, check your eyes, find out how much you've grown.
Somebody watching.
Time for your checkup. Yeah, hell yeah.
Just so you know, people that want to be parents, you will know songs like this because
it literally turns your brain into mush. Straight up. I've had a prolific past as far as like partying and stuff goes, but nothing zombifies me more than a kid's show.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've been barred out of my face before, drunk. Of course. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like, I will fucking literally, I'll sit down, like, we'll put Ella to bed, and there'll be like Sophia the First will be on TV, and then we'll sit down on the couch after that baby's in bed, and we'll just like zone out and watch Sophia the First for like 30 minutes.
Really?
And then like the episode will change and we'll be like, "What the fuck are we doing?" We're like, "Well, no, we had to find out what happened." It's fucking crazy.
I've been that way. That's happened to me before. But like with Javi, like it was I don't remember the show now. But like I would he'll pass out and I'll still be there like, "Yo, this shit's getting real, son. Yeah, like, you're like, gonna find shit. Out.
What's popping off?" Oh, like so and so villain showed up. Yeah. You
know? Like Javi was like, it was like some dumb like hero show. It wasn't a Disney thing.
Oh, was it the one where they have like there's a lizard kid?
Yeah.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. It's on Netflix too.
Oh, okay. So like, well, I'm watching it. I'm like, yo.
My nephews watch that.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like fighting stuff. They're like ninjas.
And Ninjago is the other thing.
I have not watched. I actually, low-key confession. Well, Ninjago's been out.
Since we were kids.
It's been out for a minute. Low-key started watching it at one point for like a little while. I watched a couple episodes and I was like, nah, that shit's stupid as fuck. But I was like a teen, like 13, I don't know how old.
Bro, you ready for the crazy? Speaking of long time ago, SpongeBob SquarePants came out when I was living in New York City.
SpongeBob SquarePants started in the 90s.
James, I was living in New York City in my Auntie Melka's house in a bunk bed. I remember the first episode that came out. Bro, I wasn't thinking about moving to Florida. My auntie still owned the brownstone in Harlem. Like, that's how long ago it was. My dad still has his, but my auntie gave hers away like in 1999. And I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Oh, nah, we're tripping. Oh, no, that was the movie. Oh, never mind. I'm still listening to you. I was just Googling some shit, too.
Ninjago?
Yes.
Nigga can't use Google anymore.
Nah, facts. I don't know what I'm doing.
Because you're old. Can't get a smartphone smarter than you anymore, buddy.
This phone is decent, but it like... Okay.
Did you break it again?
Yeah. Dude, I fuck... Or don't even... I think I talked about this on the last podcast.
No, but like that's a...
Oh, like more? Yeah, definitely.
James, what happened to your case?
It doesn't fit right. The case that I got, if you put it on all the way, like clip it together the way it's supposed to, it presses down on the power button. And so my phone just cycles. And I'm like, well, that's fucking useless. Well, my phone's safe, I guess, but I can't use it.
Go to like Walmart and buy one.
They don't have like it. These phones that you buy from Straight Talk are like this is like
Japan.
Yeah, well, no, it's like
straight from Japan. It's only popular in Japan.
But it's a what is it? It's a ZTE Max Blue. So like it's like a phone that gets released in between big phones. Like it's a good phone, but it's not a great phone. You know what I'm saying?
It's not the S10. That shit just dropped.
I'm low-key, that's the only type of, like, fancy phone I would get, because it's got, like, Gorilla Glass, and it's, like, made out of ceramic and shit.
Yeah. Bro, I got fucking... So, speaking of adulting, right?
Oh, by the way, that show came out in 2011.
Yeah.
Ninjago?
I graduated in 2010.
So it's been on the air for... Oh, so we were, like, adults.
We were 19.
I was watching Lego cartoons at 19.
You were still technically in high school, though. So that
yeah, but I was like, I had a job and like I had a girlfriend that lived with me. You know what I'm saying? Like I was like doing, I was doing low key adult shit.
You were already adulting at the age of 17.
Kind of, yeah,
bro. But speaking of adulting, so I woke up this morning and I was like, I'm going to conquer the day. Right? I was like, this is it. I wash my clothes at 1 o'clock.
Bro, you didn't get shit done.
It was like, I'm gonna wash my clothes at 1 o'clock. I got this. I'm gonna buy a new iPhone charger because my shit's broken. Shout out to Apple. You should just send me an iPhone charger because I need one. I got the.
We do not. We do not have that kind of clout.
Look, man. Just in case, I don't know yet.
Somebody send this to Apple.
Somebody, yo, tell them Barrett. Okay,
we're so on to Apple streaming.
Barrett underscore bless is on. It's my Twitter handle. You can see it in the info below. Like, I put in info. Let Apple know, like, yo, this nigga Barrett, he got a podcast. It's on Apple Podcasts. He's with James. James rocks Samsung because he's a bitch.
Fuck
Send you. Barrett a new iPhone charger and an Apple MacBook.
Just I will not take part in your class war.
It's not a class war, homie. I'm just...
Yeah, the Android, whole Android versus
Apple. I don't believe in it. I like iPhones.
It's capitalism, run amok.
I personally like iPhones. Yes, I get it. You can't do as much stuff as you can with Samsung with an iPhone. I understand that. But with the iPhone Messenger, the party games, the shit that I find a fun thing for me to pass the day.
I would admit, like, iMessage and shit, like, where you can message between iPhones for free, that's handy.
Yeah, exactly. And most of my workers and most of my fucking customers
cut off or
have iPhones. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can at least get a message from, hey, Barry, I'm coming in to buy a car. Shout out if you need a car. Toyota of Orlando. Ask Barrett. I'll sell your car. Great event going on. Let me know. But yeah, so like I was saying, like, it just helps me. So I'm not really into the whole war type thing where we're like, Team Apple, Team Android. Because we're going to be technical. My first iPhone was the 6S Plus. That was my first one. I got this shit like 4 years ago. But like, that was my first phone. So now I've got the 8 because my S screen cracked. And I was just like, I could pay to get it fixed or I can upgrade. Well, I want to pay for it to get fixed. Let me just upgrade.
I feel like smartphones are such a trap. It's like buying a car.
Yeah.
Like, you overpay, and then as soon as you have it, the value's gone.
It depreciates.
Yeah, immediately.
It's exactly like leasing. The phone company were like...
That's why I don't buy new phones, bro. That's the only reason.
You bought a new car.
Yeah, I didn't really have a choice. I got a baby and shit. I need the safety and security of it. It's, like, fucking complicated, all right? It's an investment.
I sold you the new car.
You didn't sell me the car. I was like, bro, you sell cars. And I was like, yo, dog, I need a car.
Does that mean...
You're my guy. You were my guy. Yeah. I was like, I know a guy.
I got a guy.
You're the guy I know.
He's inside.
Whenever people tell me they need a car, I'm like, I know a guy. Literally, Colin bought his new car, and I was like, bro.
Yeah, no.
Barrett. And he was like, I know. I forgot.
When we were moving the shit, Colin asked me, he's like, you still sell cars? I was like, yeah, man. I haven't quit. Bro, I just bought a new Jeep. I feel like a dumbass. I was like,
you're like, bro, you probably overpaid for that.
No, like, I just straight up said, I was like, do you like it? Are you enjoying it? He was like, yeah. I was like, it's all that matters, dog. I don't give a fuck. I was like,
yeah, I mean, it does. It's a little like, I know he obviously Cullen didn't do it on purpose, but I'm saying, yeah, like, sometimes it's kind of like when people know you sell cars and they don't even talk to you about it when they need a new car.
You don't have to buy it from me. I just want to give you knowledge.
Yeah, bro, like, I'll help. Like, that's like, that's how I feel about paint. Like, if you, like, you don't have to buy it from me. I'm not going to get mad.
No.
I think some of Cassie's family, I think, like, they called me. I told them, I gave them the best price I could. It was a fair price.
Right.
But I understand that there is paint out there that you can buy for less. So I was like, look, just make sure you get something good. And I told them, like, I was like, try to get something comparable to this.
Right.
I was like, and if you can get something that's close or the same as this for less, then do it because that'll be good. I was like, go for it. I was like, I ain't going to be mad.
No sweat off my back.
Well, I'll still dap you up at the family
reunion. We're still good. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
like, I'll never think dickhead.
No, I just want to help you.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you came to me for advice and were like, hey, you know, like, no disrespect. I'm just trying to.
Like, dude, remember Sarah from Universal? Black girl? I'm not going to say her last name.
I mean, I can't read lips, dog. And we're doing a podcast right now, so dead air is like the worst thing.
Facts.
I don't need to know her last name. No, I don't remember her because I have awful memory, and the name Sarah is mad vague.
Okay, well,
the one that used to work for me?
Nah, she.
I was like, that's my dog. I love that chick.
She pulled up at my job one time to work at Shutter Buttons. She said that she.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
So she was trying to buy a car.
Yeah, she's a real nice girl.
Yeah. She was shot by a car, and
she's got nice hands.
Yeah, and you're retarded. But, like, she tried to buy a car, and she couldn't get it from me. And I was trying to give her advice, but she just dipped. right? She just didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
And she bought like a high interest rate, lower tier car at the price she wanted. And
yeah, that sounds like, about, that sounds like her.
And I was trying to explain to her. I was like, yo, you know, you could have bought, I was like, you didn't even have to buy my car, but my car had less mileage and less interest rate. But you were paying $20 more. You're paying $20 less, but your interest rate is up 8%. You're paying more.
And she's, but she's, it's the now.
She does it, yeah.
They think like, about how low can I get those payments.
And like mine's had warranty. That one doesn't.
Let's
and
be honest though, she's going to wreck that shit in 2 years.
Facts. Facts. Cow, 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 cow.
Shots fired. Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, bro. Oh, we also need a theme song in the beginning. We got to work.
Theme song?
Yeah, we need like a, got to figure this shit out.
Well, just go to YouTube, find royalty-free music, pop that shit at the beginning.
But we gotta figure out how we're gonna put Class Clowns in there. Like we gotta start to make this a thing.
We just, why? We literally just intro it. There's hundreds of podcasts that don't have intro music.
Right. But like not intro music like that, just like we need
like a signature thing?
Yeah.
What's up guys? It's us.
No. I feel like too many people say that. What the fuck?
Why do we have to make something famous? Okay.
Okay. Like, how about we are the world's most poorest podcast?
That's probably not even true. There's probably somebody in some underdeveloped country,
South Africa.
We don't say, I'm not going to say names. Who's like fucking? Who built like a radio thing?
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a Venezuela
built a computer out of trash,
right?
And is doing a podcast,
you're right? Because there's a Hector Venezuela giving the news from that.
I'm saying so. No, right. We have too much. I have a fuck. We both have brand new cars. We live in houses. We're recording this on smartphones with lav mics. You know what I'm saying? Like we're not like it ain't that bad.
I want a newer car.
I miss doing videos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
But like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I miss doing this too. Like, get my face out there.
I was thinking about what if we started doing single reviews for Not Your Mans.
Nah, I can't do it.
Why not?
Just me personally, I can't.
Why not?
I don't know.
Do you not want to say?
No, it's not that. Don't know. Like,
why not?
I don't have enough time to edit.
I'll edit.
I don't have enough time.
All you have to do is record it. At home.
Yeah.
Not at work.
Yeah.
Like, your roast video thing was good, but you had to, like, whisper. I cut that shit so good. I was so proud of that edit, too.
You did
too.
It really good.
That was a fire edit. I was like, damn, this shit is fire, but he's so quiet.
Right.
I even tried to crank up the audio a little, but then it, like, distorted your voice.
All right. We don't
have to do that. That was just a suggestion. That's just something that we that could be put towards something else. You know what I'm saying? That wouldn't necessarily be.
Yeah, because we got to get the brand up.
That's not for our brand. That's the other brand.
Yeah. You know, we got to get both brands up.
We got multiple brands.
Look, you know? Man, but they all single the one brand, which is us. We got our hands in multiple pots. Shit, I'm actually pursuing looking into voiceover acting.
That's like, dope.
I'm looking into it. Like
you can use the podcast as an example of how animated your voice is.
No, fuck you.
Don't ever do that again.
Fuck you.
I'll fucking dropkick.
You won't do shit. But
you can't see me, but I just flexed on him.
I flinched, right?
Yeah, he did.
No, I
did. Hard as fuck. Closed his eyes and everything.
Okay, if you believe that, you obviously don't know me as a person.
I think I was talking about you in the Not Your Man's podcast the other day, and we were talking about like I think it was talking about like if we all did like public appearances together thing again, and somebody said something about Barrett would just be like sitting back watching, and I was like, no, I was like, Barrett punched somebody in the mouth off a reaction when they threw just a fuse at him. And Mark was like, yeah, that's fact.
Sorry about that, Johnny.
Shout out to Johnny.
Yeah,
shout out to Johnny. He took that punch like a champ.
Yeah,
he squared up on you so quick.
But like he didn't throw hands because
he was like, what the fuck?
Yep. Like he understood.
Well, I think because you punched him and then you like made a face because you were like,
oh shit,
my bad.
My eyes went big. I was like, yo, fam, it wasn't like that. I'm sorry, I was drunk. Man, it's a flat.
It was just a reflex.
This is a fuse. I come from New York.
Fight or flight.
And I was like, I gotta kill.
Surrounded by white people.
I don't know what's happening out here.
It's about to pop off.
It was at Ricky's house too.
Yeah, we were at a party.
And Ricky was like,
it was a 4th of July party.
Facts. And Ricky was like, Because Johnny was like, what the fuck? And I was like, bro, you threw a fucking fuse. And he was like, you threw a fucking firecracker.
You fucking punched me in the mouth.
And then Ricky was like, all right, it's cool that y'all are arguing and about to fight, but you can't yell.
He's like, y'all need to chill. And my neighbors are going to call the cops.
That's literally what he said. He's like, can't yell. Do whatever else.
I remember we used to be at Ricky's house just turning up, and then his dad would come in at like 3 a.m. from his job and just be like, what's up? Do a shot, and then like go to bed.
Yo, shout out to Ricky's old house in Dora Woods, bro.
Bro, shout out to the trailer that Buddy lives in now. Billy. Who the fuck Billy? Is Billy?
Oh, when Ricky had the trailer. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when Ricky was living in the trailer. Well, now Buddy lives there with Jordan and the children.
Yeah, I know. I visited not that long ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen them in forever. I'm low-key salty that I didn't get invited to their wedding.
I didn't get invited.
I know. Buddy told me there'd be an invitation. And he'd send me an invitation over Facebook, and he never did. He told me he would, and he never
did. Did it break your heart?
Low-key, bro. I got love for the Turners. Those are my people.
I think Turners are everybody's people, bro.
Yeah, those are my country folks.
Because, they're just nice, genuine people all day, every day.
Love those guys.
Ricky and Buddy.
Yeah.
And even their dad.
Although they could kill you in any minute.
With no problem. Yeah. And hide the body.
Without even batting an eye.
No problem.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Buddy's old now, man.
Bro. He's still spry. I seen it.
I was like, I think I could take him. But then I regret saying that. He would hear this and, just fucking come out of nowhere. Sweep my legs and shit.
Pop up at your job with gloves. So you can take me back.
Just throw some gloves at me out of nowhere. Just like, put them on. I'm like, bro, I'm at work.
Dude, does it look like I give a fuck?
He's like, I brought a mat. We're going to roll. I'm like, oh, shit. I got bad knees. Wait.
That's 100% true. That would be Buddy Turner. Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm sort of fatter in the middle than I was when I was younger, but I'm sturdier.
I feel like my arms stronger. And shoulders are good.
Yeah, my arms and shoulders are weak because of all this fucking paint cans and shit that I have to move around all the time. My shoulders and shit have gotten like rock hard. You want to feel them?
No.
You sure?
I'm good. This is the second time you offered me that.
Take it to the gun show?
No, I'm good, bro.
You good?
Okay. But call this. I'm a praying mantis. No,
I'm sorry. The python is getting a little wild. Somebody's going to get... Calm down.
Oh, my God.
It'd be like that.
Dude, let's talk some shit. So,
I just want to know how long we've been on.
Oh, okay. I got you, fam.
But did you know that, did you see the thing about Wolverine confirmed for Endgame? And it's Hugh Jackman?
I'm sorry, who said what?
I don't know. I said allegedly. I only seen some headlines and shit, so I haven't really gotten to look into it yet. I literally saw it right before we started the podcast. It was like a video on YouTube or some shit, and it was like, Hugh Jackman's Wolverine confirmed for Avengers Endgame.
No.
That would be lit.
No.
Yes.
I would sign up for that.
That would be amazing.
I would actually pay first.
I saw some other shit the other day, too, about there possibly being an X-Men versus Avengers movie.
That's because of the merger.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
But they did stop a Doctor Doom movie I wanted to see. Because
I feel like that, they need to leave the Fantastic Four IP alone for a while.
I agree, but this was a solo film for Doctor Doom.
Nah.
Where it was,
I've literally seen his fucking his origin story two different times now. I'm good.
It's not an origin story.
I don't care.
It's when he takes over his Lavinia.
Oh, it's all about him taking leading a rebellion or something.
And whether he's hero or villain, it was that.
They're trying to set him up as like an anti-hero.
I guess, but I was interested. I was like, huh.
They may still do it. It's just shelved.
Yeah. That shelved. They shelved. Bro, Will Smith quit Suicide Squad.
Fuck yeah. He got a fucking... Disney paid him to go do the genie shit. You know how much money they probably paid him for that stupid fucking movie?
Bro.
God. I don't even want to
The only person number. We got for Suicide Squad right now is Margot. They're doing a reboot in the middle.
Shout out to Margot Robbie for being fine as hell.
Bro, I didn't think I was going to be hurt as Harley
Quinn.
She's hot. I was like, I don't like it. I don't like it. Then I seen the video, the preview of her dancing with the fucking
in the cage. Yeah,
I was like, yes, so
fine.
And ever since then, I've had a crush on Margot Robbie.
Yep.
So if you hear this, Margot Robbie, when you're ready to divorce your husband and get with Barrett Lewis,
yeah, she's beautiful,
bro. But, I would show her around everywhere.
Nah, that's some trophy wife shit. This 2019, Barrett, we don't objectify
women. No, you're right. We allies.
Allies, that's right. We don't objectify women.
No, we don't.
If you take her out in purple, you'd worship her.
Yes.
Show her off. Show her off. This is my goddess.
As the queen.
Yeah, there you go.
As the most beautiful woman in the world, because she is.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, she is.
I wouldn't say she's...
Not the in the world.
There's some ridiculously... Now, that being
she's
said,
a very beautiful woman.
Well, Instagram's also a tricky thing.
Bro, I've fallen into the Instagram spider web.
I do this thing where, like, I follow a bunch of them, and then I just get sick of seeing them.
Yeah.
Unfollow them. Because I'm like, it's not like a... Like, some of them have, like, quirky shit, and, like, they're funny, and they're, like, genuinely interesting people sometimes. Like, I follow this the cosplay girl, damn, I fucking blanked on her name.
I don't know. We follow a lot of
Jessica Negri. She's like the cosplay girl, right?
Jessica Negri?
Yeah, she's fine too, but she's also funny. So like she does YouTube and stuff sometimes where she's not all like dolled up or she posts stuff and she's actually funny. So I follow her. But then there's these other girls that like you follow them at first because of course it ain't your beauty, it's your booty.
Oh, I follow her too.
Yeah, Jessica Negri. Yeah, so
this one.
Yeah, literally everybody does.
Yeah,
but she's funny too. Like she posts funny shit. So, yeah, so funny. There's a video on YouTube for that. You're welcome.
Oh,
yeah, look that up,
fam. I'm watching Jessica Negri as Velma as we speak.
Yeah. So.
Oh my god.
Damn, I lost my train of thought.
So, yeah, I mean...
Oh, no, so sometimes... So some of them you follow because, you know.
Yeah.
And then they start posting stuff and you realize how, like, vapid and, like, just empty some of them are. And you're like, damn, I can't... Like, this is toxic. And you unfollow them.
Who was that for me? I forget her name. It was a Venezuelan chick. She's an Instagram model, obviously. And, like, she just posted, like... She wrote something like she was going political, but like it made no sense. She was
yo, come on.
I don't know why people are mad about the wall. It'll just be a great way to block this, to have better shade down there, or some shit like that. And I was just like,
oh, she was like trying to make it funny.
I was just like,
unfollow, your joke was trash.
I was like, damn. I was like, it's too many political. I was like, you're going political. You're talking about beach bodies.
And- like, literally for me, I've reached a point where, like, it doesn't matter. They're like that old trope of, like, as long, well, you know, where somebody, like, a girl would say something stupid and somebody would be like, well, at least she's cute. Like, that don't even fly no more.
Nope, we allies. Like, no, we can't do that. We don't just objectify.
It's 2019. I'm judging you on the things you
bitch,
say.
Bitch, we are equality. Like, okay.
You may be, you could be like Halle Berry in her prime. And if you said some wild, dumb shit to me, I'd be like, all right, bye. Like, deuces.
So, because we don't look at looks, we go for the mind.
That's right.
Like, listen to this. This is girl. I'm not going to say any names. All right? This is she goes, she goes up. She's like, I have this. The guy's like, cool. She's like, this is what I want to buy. The guy's like, cool. Let's go. She's at the register. She's like, where are we going? He's like, I'm ringing you up. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she just walks away. And I literally look at her. She's a very gorgeous woman. Like, I swear to God. And I just look and I'm like, she fucking retarded? And like...
You can't say retarded anymore either.
We allies especially...
Is she mentally deficient?
Is she... You're right. Fam, does the elevator not go all the way to the top?
There you go. There you go. Analogies are a good workaround.
Yeah. So
gotta be smarter.
So I go. So then she hears that and she's like, "Oh, he said the elevator doesn't go to the top." To my face. Long story short.
Oh, I know about this. Damn, the wheel just clicked. I know exactly. I was mad lost because you told it differently, and I was like, "What?"
So, long story short, I'm the bad guy because I treat women equal to men. So, I was like, I would say that to any guy that said that sentence.
Facts.
I want to buy this.
I insult my coworkers, male or female.
Equally. Doesn't matter.
You can all get
my ridicule.
My hands are FedEx.
Everybody gets shipped.
I will deliver.
Okay.
Overnight.
Oh, buddy, look here. My shit's Amazon Prime, okay? I will fucking fly it to
And by
you.
These hands, I mean I will roast you at work.
Well, no problem.
Facts. I get roasted.
I'm fat, black, and grew up in New York. I said there's literally nothing you can say to me.
I get roasted for shit.
That's a cool Batman shirt. Carry on.
Thank you, bro.
That's very
nice. I think I got it at like a clearance store.
I'm actually a little butthurt. I like that shirt.
That's dope, right?
Yeah. I want to buy one now.
So
if you don't know, I mean, I've had Batman this shirt fan
for a year, and it's still holding up.
That's a long time.
That's a good shirt, right? For this kind of print.
Yeah. I really want. That's a really nice Batman.
Yeah, shirt. I love this shirt.
I'm actually a little jealous.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, because you get to see me wear this.
Oh, thank you.
I'm gracing it
in my presence.
Yeah. This is a gift.
Oh, okay. It's
a gift from the Batman gods.
Okay.
Your water's over here. Oh, you have two waters. You're so fancy.
I think I had.
Let me get some of that. Which one's the fresher one? This one? I'm a waterfall. All right, we're going to take a water break. Enjoy this ASMR brought to you by the Class Class.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good to go, fam. So, let's talk about some other shit.
You were trying to say something, and then, like, we got on the wild tangent.
Yeah. But no, so I realize I'm getting older. Like, I realize.
I'm sorry. Did you just grasp the concept of time?
Yes. Because my mindset is I'm 27, yes, but I have no kids, I have no girlfriend.
It's time to settle down.
And, like, but, like, nah, fuck that.
Is your internal clock ticking?
No.
Married in our 20s, girl. Where's the fun in that?
That's what you exactly. Used to always say. Girl, you know I run my team like a college running back. So, what the fuck you mean? I'm the dark skin Drake, nigga. Dark skin. But,
and shorter.
And less of a beard.
Mm-hmm. Not Canadian.
Hey.
Yeah.
But I'm from the north, New York.
That's almost Canada.
It's right there.
It's right there. Yeah. Facts.
But, so listen. I go there, and I'm like, I'm straight, you know. I know I'm getting older, and I'm accepting this, but I know I'm getting older because my thought process was, hey, man, let's not text anybody while driving. Let's actually listen. Let's actually
congratulations
listen.
For being a responsible human.
Let's just listen to the Cohen thing, because that's going to drive you crazy, because you need to know what type of spicy is happening right now.
That was a low-key spicy.
And they were like, when I opened up the YouTube page,
for
and
people
the
who
first
don't know,
thing,
we're talking about Michael Cohen, Trump's old lawyer. He testified, so it was spicy.
Like, the part that I opened up to, he was like, Mr. Trump's a liar, a racist, a bigot, and I was like, nigga, tell me something I don't know.
Facts, like, where you been?
Like, and I'm not, like, you know.
Well, I think the whole thing was is that he was denouncing Trump, that's what it was.
And I get it, but I was just like, I'm listening to shit.
Look. Everybody keeps saying, I know I keep interrupting you.
Nah, you're Gucci.
I have strong opinions. this whole shit, like, okay, so you see a lot of people going like, oh, well, he lied before, so.
What if he's lying now?
So with that logic, then every time anybody's ever lied ever, they're always a liar.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
I'm always lying.
That's what I'm.
But I never cheat. Is that a lie? I don't know.
You'd have to find out if I've ever lied ever.
I'll break your heart, bitch. Don't date me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's stupid logic. Like, yeah, it was a big deal. But I'm also not saying that, like, everything he said was true. But I'm saying you can't just dismiss it by going, well, he lied before. It's like, what
under oath.
I'm sure never. You have. Does that mean I can never believe anything you say to me ever?
I never trust what you tell me. I mean, James. I don't. You can tell me the sky's blue.
I'm wild skeptical, so I never believe anything anybody says to me. And I always argue with everything, like, even if I don't know what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's a very nice shirt.
Thanks, bro. I got it at Walmart.
The Walmart?
Walmart?
Do you believe that?
What?
That's a nice shirt.
I do believe that you think this is a nice shirt because you genuinely complimented it, like, not even 5 minutes
this
ago.
These are nice glasses.
No, I mean, these glasses are shit. They're all scratched up. There's paint on them.
Well, I can't see that. I can only see
there's, like, look at the massive scratches in the lenses.
God damn it, Jimmy.
Yeah, bro, these are like $250 glasses.
Why'd you do that to yourself?
Because I'm a bull in a china shop. There's no other way to explain it. I can't have nice things. I break them.
This is why we need to get rich, so you can just have nice things all the time.
This is why it's a good thing my baby's durable. She's tough, so it's good. Although she does have fair skin.
Yo, shout out to Ella. She high-fived me.
Yo, shout out to Ella.
She high-fived me, bro. She's opening up to me, finally.
It's good. Yeah, she let you hold her.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I tell
and she
what,
smiled.
Bro, she's turning into a little butt face.
What?
Well, because she gets bored really easy. It's not really her fault. I'm not actually mad at her. It's frustrating.
Do this. All right, I'm done with this.
She's very, like...
adventurous.
She's very, like, go. Like, she's always going. She doesn't chill, really. So, like, when she does chill, it's nice. But, like, she doesn't...
Like, when she's watching a movie?
Yeah, like, if we're out in public or some shit, though, she's like, I gotta touch everything.
What is all this?
And she, like, if she sees another baby in public, she's like, I'm gonna go touch that baby. Like, if she can't, like, we can't stop her. And then she'll throw, like, a massive tantrum. And she didn't use, like not even that long ago, she didn't used to be really, like, a tantrum thrower.
Yeah.
You tell her no, and she just wouldn't stop. But she's getting closer to two.
Terrible
so twos. She's becoming more, like, aware. So she's like, but I want to. Why not?
What do you mean, no?
Yeah, so... So we were at the DMV, and, like, I had to carry her on my shoulder, like, the whole time we were there.
Yeah.
She's on my shoulders. Because that was the only way to, like, keep her chilled out. And then that didn't work for long, because we had to go sit down. I was literally sitting down with her on my shoulders.
She's going to get tired of hitting the top of your head.
Well, she got tired. Yeah, she gets bored. So she started fussing. So we took her down. We fed her some Cheez-Its, because we didn't have anything else. We were like, fuck, we got to give this baby a snack to keep her busy. Get some crackers, stack. So we were giving her, like, little crackers and stuff. And then that worked for a little while. And then she started, like, bugging out. And so, like, we can't just let her run around the DMV. We did a little bit. But, like, you have to kind of follow her around and stuff. And, like, she started getting mad.
So Why the fuck are you following me?
Yeah, so Cassie had to take her. Like, Cassie took her and got her breakfast and stuff like that. She was in a better mood after that. But it's just awesome. Basically, having kids is hard. But it's also awesome.
That's the moral of the story, people.
It's very rewarding.
Have kids or don't have kids.
No, it's nice.
It's your choice.
I miss her. You made me drive all the way out here, so. I miss bedtime for this.
I did not make you drive
all the way. I drove all the way out here because driving into Poinciana around this time is a lot harder than driving out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like, you going over to my house, you have an easier time getting out than I do getting in.
Yes.
All right? So, I have to sit in traffic first. I sat in traffic. I get first off, you don't answer your fucking phone.
It was dead.
So I don't know if you're dead or home or what. I don't know if I'm going to show up and you're just not here. And I fucking so you finally call me back. I'm like halfway here, and you're like, all right, I'm gonna go wash my clothes. And I'm like, oh, all right, I think it's gonna take me like another hour. Well, it does. I get here, and your ass isn't fucking here.
I got here what, 10 minutes after you?
Nah, it was more like 20. I had enough time to take a massive shit.
Okay. I gave you that time. I was like...
Yeah, I took a big old doo-doo. That is the world's smallest toilet.
Yeah. You gotta make do with what you got.
Like, if you have to... Like, if you're shitting and you gotta pee at the same time, because sometimes that happens when you push.
You piss, you know, yeah.
And you don't want to piss across the bathroom.
Exactly.
So you gotta, like, tuck it real quick. That toilet's so small, I had to tuck my balls into my butthole. Yeah. And then I had to take a shower. I'm just kidding. It's not that small. It's just a bit, people.
It's a small toilet.
Though. It is a very really small toilet, though. I was like, I'm big people. This is little people toilet.
Bro, why do you think I'm checking the fuck out this house?
Bro, is the other toilet like that too?
Yeah.
That's wild. I can't believe that. No, you gotta have... Although the toilets at my house, they have nice seat sizes. I like how we're on toilets now. My toilets have nice seat sizes. However, they have the top button flush.
Oh.
I hate that shit.
You don't like that?
Well, first off, the people who live there... the people who lived there before me, they made the decision to get top flushing toilets, right? Right?
Okay.
Then they put shelves over the fucking top of it. So while you're shitting,
you gotta
reach around into a shelf. Like, there's a shelf there. So you either gotta, like, figure out how to contort your fucking arm underneath it and then press the button... And so you can flush it. And then, like, so, like, one of them was, like, a grate. So you had to, like, stick your fingers through the grate. And I have big-ass, like, hot dog fingers. So I'm, like, trying to squeeze my fucking hot dog fingers through this grate to flush the toilet so I don't clog it because I take massive shits.
They don't do courtesy flushes there, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Who doesn't courtesy flush? If your toilet's set up that way, you don't courtesy flush. You just take a big-ass load and flush it all at once.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm like, oh, top ones are fancy, but nah.
It is fancy, and I mean, it works pretty good, because there's, like, two different options. It's, like, one for pee, two for poo. And so it uses different amounts of water, so you don't use as much water
anymore. That's awesome.
It's great. Saves money on the bill, eco-friendly, yada, right. yada. Why would you put a shelf over the top of it? Stupid.
Just take the shelf out, bro.
Sorry. And then, oh my God, this is like, I love these people too. Like, don't get it twisted. But they made some aesthetic choices that I strongly disagree with.
They thought it was good at the time.
No, okay, so I'm going to show you next time you come over. In the master bathroom, there's the sink faucet.
Mm-hmm.
They replaced it with one that looks like an old-fashioned like pump spout.
Why?
Because it looks cool. But the way that thing's set up, when you turn it on, it's like it's either on or it's on. You know what I'm saying? There's no low. Like, there is, but you have to, like, really gently, like... So the first night we're there, it's like 3 a.m., right? I get up to go take a piss. I go to wash my hands. I turn the thing on, and it just fucking sprays me right in the crotch. Yep. Because it just shoots, it shoots out over the sink. Yeah, I was like, this is... Why? Why would you do this to yourself? Because I know that you've had to get up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom, and you turn it on too strong, and you get water on yourself or the floor, and you have to clean it up, and then it ruins your night. Because now you're awake. You know what I'm saying? You just got cold water to the balls. You're up. Now you gotta go fall back asleep.
Facts, you gotta get your balls warm again.
God, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. See, dude, I'm the type of person that could live in like a fucking box. Like a box style. There's nothing on the walls. They're all painted one neutral color. Working water faucets, like, you know, plumbing.
Yeah.
Working plumbing, electricity, Wi-Fi, TV, game console, refrigerator. Like the necessities. So a house. The necessities, though.
Okay.
And then nothing else. Like, no pictures on the walls. No stupid aesthetic choices. All practical faucets that work well. You know, maybe kitchen sinks. You know, like commercial kitchen sinks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With a strong water pressure and shit.
I would do the same
That's
thing.
It. That's yeah. it. Basically, what I'm saying is I would live in an office.
Low maintenance.
I would live in an office space.
Nah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Because to me, like, those kind of, like, the commercial-grade toilets are mm-hmm. the best.
Yeah.
Because I take commercial-grade shits.
So, on that topic, like, I realized... No. On just... So, like, I realized that, like, I'm so simple that, like, I was thinking about buying a panini press. And I thought about it. And I was like...
Nah, because then you have to clean the panini press.
Not even that, bro. I would never use it because...
That's what I'm saying. It's a stupid gadget.
I would cook it. I would make the sandwich. Then be like, yo, fam, I have to put it in the panini press. But it's already done. Like, I've already done the hard part. So I'm just going to eat it like this and keep it pushing.
Remember when I used to make those struggle sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
Out of leftovers and stuff?
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and bologna and cheese with cheddar cheese. Not the sliced cheese. No. Not that cheap shit. It was like shredded.
I remember.
Probably Kraft, you know. But whatever.
I remember.
Yeah, that was fire.
And then you, boiled. Grilled the bread.
Yeah, toasted the bread and shit. Yep. Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, I made that. That was like a meal.
That shit was banging. Shit it the next 2 hours, but yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. We were full.
We were.
That
very
was a struggle
full.
Sandwich, bro.
That was the best sandwich I ever had.
It was fire. We were also inebriated.
We're like, yeah, past lives, but nah, bro, like. And do you know it's a good sandwich? Because we both verbatim remember that sandwich.
You remember
like,
how that... I remember constructing that sandwich.
Like,
I remember different prototypes of that sandwich.
Like
with relish already in it like, and stuff like that. And then it didn't work because it makes the middle of the bread soggy. So yeah. You can't do that.
Bro, like, I remember sitting in the living room, turning on my Xbox, and then you handing me that sandwich.
Let me break it down.
I would
take the bread, right? I would put it in the oven. I would take however many slices I needed for however many sandwiches we were making, right?
Right.
This was made out of, like, leftovers and processed meat slices.
Okay.
All right, so you ready? I take the bread, put it in the oven. I put it on broil. I toast one side, right?
Right.
Flip it. Boom. I take it out of the oven. So one side's soft, one side's toasted. Then I take two slices of bologna.
Okay.
I take a handful of cheese. Okay. Put it on one side of the bologna. I put that bologna down. Boom. I let it start to cook. I fry the bologna a little, like on a pan.
Okay.
And then I wait till the cheese starts to melt something, right? Once the cheese gets a little melty, I take a glob of mashed potatoes from last night's dinner. It's like leftover. Boom. Put it like, just a little, like a little pocket. And then I take more cheese, put it on top of the mashed potatoes, and then I take another slice of bologna, put that shit on top of that, mash it down with the spatula, flip it, let it heat up so the cheese on the other side starts to melt. That creates a seal because the cheese melts together on both sides. Now you have a fried bologna pocket full of cheese
and mashed potatoes.
Now you have your toasted bread on one side. Would you like toppings? Would you like onions? Whatever. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
Put some mustard if you want to keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put anything. And you put the bread together. Boom, you got a fire sandwich.
Yo, I'm going to try that shit.
I mean, it's probably not good for you, obviously, because of the bologna. But if you get, like, good, decent slices of meat, I think I was low-key onto something.
Chefing it up with
that struggle sandwich, you know what I'm saying?
Look, we had to do what we had to do to survive.
Facts.
It was not the healthiest, but it was good.
Oh, absolutely not the healthiest.
But it was banging. You know, also what I realized, we're getting older, we talk a lot more about our health.
Well, yeah, because we're running out of time.
Pushing that envelope.
Wow, this just got dark.
Yeah, for real. We about to die.
And now we're done talking about toilets and struggle sandwiches, let's talk about mortality, guys.
Death.
We're all going to die. Entropy's inevitable.
Yeah, but it's how long.
Yeah, but sometimes you can squeeze out a couple more years. I'll tell you what, having a kid made me rethink a lot of things.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cassie for getting me to quit smoking cigarettes.
See? Actually, I'm very proud of you because I forgot we were talking about that on the Not Your Man's group chat. That was... Because you're like 3 years strong.
3 years clean. And, I mean, I've had a black and mild here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not saying, you know, I've definitely fallen off the wagon at least once or twice. But I've not, like, picked up the habit again.
Right.
It's been, like, socially, like, somebody offers me a cigarette. I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
But I've never picked the habit back up. And I don't smoke regularly. I haven't had a cigarette in fucking forever.
That's what I'm saying. I'm proud of you, man.
I feel better.
Yeah?
Like, you genuinely, like, you get... There's this weird time where, like, you've quit for a while. Like, it's, like, say, 6 months or so. But, like, you still really, like...
You want a cigarette.
You really want a cigarette. And depending on, like, your lifestyle, sometimes it's, like, you're exposed to it. And for me, it was really hard to quit while I still worked at Universal.
Because there was a cigarette spot.
Bro, literally everywhere I hung out where we would eat, there's a you have to walk by the cigarette area.
And I remember.
I used to know all the chefs and like everybody who used to smoke cigarettes were like my people. So like I'd be over there talking to them and shit and they're smoking cigarettes. They're like, yo, you want one? And I'm like, no. Like I had to quit. Like honestly, vaping helped a lot because right. I was like, I would do that instead. You know what I'm saying? And that kept me off the cigarettes.
See?
But I still, like the temptation was insane. But then you reach a point where, like, the smell starts to become repulsive.
Really?
Like, the smell of cigarettes specifically. I like smoking cigars every once in a while because they have, like, kind of a nice aroma.
Right.
You know, but, like, cigarettes are fucking gross. Because don't you remember even when I used to smoke cigarettes, I used to wash my hands afterwards.
And brush your teeth.
I'd brush my teeth. I'd rinse my... I used to carry, like, mouthwash and hand sanitizer around with me. Cologne. I always had cologne on deck. I would never smell like cigarettes. I would smoke, and then I would clean up every time.
Because everybody smells cigarettes.
Yeah, I used to hate that shit. So once I stopped smoking, then I hated it even more. Because I was like, I'm not smoking, so there's no excuse. Plus, it's 2019. Just vape.
But that's what hippies do.
No, you just get nicotine vape. You just vape.
Get Juul.
And granted, yeah, but it's still, like, nicotine's still not good for you.
And vaping is worse for you than cigarettes.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not. Yes. That's a misnomer.
Google it.
It's not true.
I know, but I'm just wanting you to Google it.
I mean, there's shit out there that says it is, but it's not true. There's no. Well, we don't know. There's no, like...
There's no statistical proof.
Yeah, because all the different... There's so many different types of, like, mediums for vaping. Most of it is the vegetable. It's like vegetable oil, mm-hmm. basically. And that's not super good for you. But, like, the whole popcorn lung thing, that's a myth.
I know.
It's not real.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Now, nicotine is still bad for you, and vaping it is kind of low-key. Vaping nicotine is low-key kind of dangerous, because you can take too much. You can, like, right. kind of dose yourself with it, and it gives you, like, headaches and shit. It sucks.
That's why they always tell you take about 3 to 4 pulls.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, like, hammer it back to back. That's something I have to, like, when I vape sometimes, and I'm driving, I just be, like... Just like hitting it, and I'm like, yo, I need to chill.
I'm about to die.
I'm about to die. My heart's racing.
Can't breathe.
Well, because nicotine's a stimulant too, and this is like the flavor. It's like 3% nicotine. It's from my coworker. It tastes like it just tastes kind of fruity. I don't know.
You're fruity, so. Yeah.
But like I'd be driving and like I'd just be like, And then I'm like, ah!
But fucking die, man.
Because nicotine's a stimulant. That shit make like, it's like, it has the same kind of effects as like caffeine.
I feel you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, no.
Yeah.
You want to wrap this shit up?
I mean, yeah, we did 54 minutes worth of shit. That's solid. Yeah, it's good to me. It's good to you. You
want
to
squeeze out an extra 5 minutes? Or
like, I mean, I can...
I got to go home.
No, you got a baby and shit. Yeah. And it's 8:23. All right, so... Let's just sign off.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. That's all right. So, I be Barry. This be James.
What should the title of this be?
I just put episode 6.
No, you should start putting like funny titles.
No, I put episode 6 in the description. I put shit.
No. Put funny shit in the title. How much care? How many characters? Let's take a wrap it up and then we'll talk about it out.
Okay. Afterwards. I was going to do AKAs, but I forgot what I was going to say. Except Dark Skin Jake.
Nah, AKAs is kind of dead now, bro.
Yeah. But
Desus and Mero killed that shit.
They destroyed that shit.
Yeah. They OD'd on it.
Bro, I seen like an episode of it and I was just like, y'all did 10 minutes worth of this.
Yeah, if you listen to their podcast, it's literally like 20 minutes worth of AKAs.
Why?
Because it's a thing. It's part of their brand. I'm not interested.
I respect
they're that. They're funny. Like, no, they're not saying that. Yeah, I think they're funny. I'm a fan.
I'm a huge fan.
I'm not trying to do that.
I actually like their Showtime show. It's just.
I saw the first episode. It was all right.
Yeah.
It's not just good, like I feel like the Viceland one was better, but it's just getting started. So
exactly,
maybe, Showtime's got
a yeah. Viceland was on for a while.
Yeah,
but all right, we're signing off, James, Barry, bye. Dude.